No guests today on Lulz, but we have some fun topics on tap. We have some updates to a gambling ring that involved the Jonte Porter situation. We'll dig into that. We have Brick's ongoing battle trying to save the youth of America one Madden game at a time, and some other DFS sports betting happenings that we will dig into today. I'm Pete with Brick. This is Lulz. Let's do it.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no, and let the DFS guys pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right, Brian, we are back. Our first episode without a guest in about a month. We had the in-game syndicate car wash come through, and now it's just you and me.
Yeah, we had Holka too, so
yeah.
Back to our roots, Pete.
Back to basics here. I enjoyed all of those. I was like thinking about multiple things from each of those episodes for my process. Like I got a lot out of the conversations with both Ship My Money and Yuta for kind of some of my NBA thoughts as I continue to play the dailies, and then some really good stuff from Nerdy there as well. So you guys got some good stuff going on over there at Endgame.
You're still rocking the NBA best ball world?
Yeah, I won a tournament last night.
Whoa, I didn't see that. I wasn't did you post on Twitter? I mean, I'm assuming.
No.
Wow. You're just winning so much now.
I was on a bit of a down streak there for a little bit, but yeah, had a nice night last night. But yeah, it's fun to kind of port over those ideas. If they're talking about DFS or DraftKings specifically, there's always kind of little nuggets and stuff that I think you can apply in other areas.
Sure. Yeah, sure is. We got a whole bunch more videos too, Pete. I don't know if you've yet taken the time to watch a bunch of those videos yet.
I haven't. I've gotten to watch a couple of them, but I like literally have on my to-do list like more of them. I think I'm begging you guys to get an RSS audio feed so I can listen to them in podcast form. I think I've asked you for that before.
I did. You might have, and I completely forgot, but I don't remember you asking. So, okay. Well, yeah, that's an idea.
I'll tell you, it's funny, not saying that this is the perfect solve for how you guys would figure that out tech wise, but like I've been dealing with, so I do the DFS After Darks as a premium show for the YouTube members on my channel. And it's great if people want to watch live, obviously you get the video and all of that, but like some people want to, those are essentially audio episodes. It's not like we're doing anything visual. You could easily listen to those on the go, and there's no good way through YouTube to have it in an RSS feed to have an audio download. And I just got set up through my Spotify, like where I host my podcast feed. They allow subscriptions for both audio and video. And I can now offer an RSS feed, essentially being like, look, if you would rather not, you know, pay the YouTube membership and you'd rather pay for an audio version, and you can actually get the video and the audio, you can just subscribe for this feed. I'll share the link to that. I'm going to be promoting it a little bit more in the future. But like, if you were able to give people the option somehow of being like, hey, if you want to pay for the video form, you can get that here. But if you just prefer the audio, like, here's another option for you.
I was about to sneeze. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I lost it though. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Do you take your YouTube audio, download it, and then upload it to this new RSS?
Yeah. And the nice thing about Spotify, so Spotify's investing a ton in video right now. So I'm actually uploading the full video files. So basically, you can have the video on Spotify. You can have it. The only things that you can't get are, obviously you can't watch it live because it's streaming on YouTube. And you don't get the Discord access because that like syncs all up via YouTube and I don't have to manually do anything for it. But if you're like, hey, I just want to listen to these on audio form, I'll pay $4.99 a month for that. I don't need to pay $6.99 for the to watch it live or the, you know, Discord perks. Then I now at least have a solution for you.
It's pretty cool. You know, yeah. you could tell YouTube doesn't want the audio probably because like they want everyone going to YouTube and watching their stuff. Yeah. So it's this incentive. It makes me think about this about Twitter, man. The nerf they've done on like any sort of outside advertising is like insane now. Like they must be using AI to get sharper at it. But like if you even like hint at promoting some sort of outside product or service or anything else, you just get like no reach.
Yeah.
None. Yeah. And like before, like you guys would do like, you know, a few tricks, like you put the link in a fly or doesn't work anymore. I think even images might nerf it.
I haven't experienced that with images. Everything else though, completely. And I made the switch. I think I told you like a couple months ago, where I'm like, I'm not putting a link. I'm just, you know, I occasionally, like this morning I tweeted out a Fantasy Life link. My thought is with the YouTube videos, it's like my YouTube is pinned there. They know where it is. Like if you want to go find it, at least with a Fantasy Life link, someone might not be like, hey, where do I go find that? Yeah, I go to Fantasy Life. There's a million articles. How do I find this specific one? Like trying to make it useful there, but it is completely useless to tweet out links. Like there's really no reason to do it. Like 9 people are going to see it.
It's crazy. And that is like such a big part of Twitter. I know he's trying to like make it more of an all-in-one app where it's got everything. You can do you can do your video, but it's still such a big part of like what Twitter was all about, was linking to outside stuff.
And like, don't you think it's counterintuitive? Like on the surface, I get it, right? They don't want to send people to another platform to spend time that's not their platform. However, don't you think people will want to spend more time on your site, posting on your site, if their links and their posts get engagement? I literally spend less time on Twitter, less time promoting my stuff because it's useless. If it had a better off ramp, I would be on there way more doing threads, doing promotion, doing all this stuff. But it's like, I'm not incentivized to do so. So I almost feel like it works against them in a way they're not even necessarily thinking through.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they see themselves as that or something. I agree with you, but like, if they're going to do that, then they need to like provide all these other avenues, RSS feeds and everything. If you want everything there, well, then you got to have a good product so people aren't going outside. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like people have like such big followings now on other platforms too, though. It's hard to bring them all over. I don't know. I find it too punitive. It's just too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does make it, unless it is basically turned into a shitposting site, which again, I enjoy a good shitpost. I think that's a very fun use case for Twitter. But for that to essentially be the only use case for it now seems like really not utilizing its full potential.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good news source still. The For You tab, man, it needs to be heavily curated, like big time. I don't know how, I don't know what it is. They think I love violence so much, but I don't do not get it. But I've probably blocked it. I'm not even kidding. Like at 100 accounts at this point that are just like, you know, but random acts of violence.
Yeah. Yeah. I still, like you said, the news is my primary way of using it. I have my list set up. And when I write the Fantasy Life newsletter, I basically go through my list for the day, make sure I don't miss any NFL news, funny posts. I have that like pretty tightly curated. I know that I'm really not going to miss anything important. I then bookmark things that I want to come back to. Then when I'm like writing the newsletter, open up my bookmarks, multiple tabs. And like it does, like it is, I would, yeah, okay, maybe there's stuff on Blue Sky at this point that's equivalent, but like I would be, my process would be, I don't know, like took out at the knees if I didn't have Twitter for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still got a bunch of good stuff about it. I'm just, I don't know. I just think they nerfed it too hard.
Yeah.
And like fine, nerf it eventually when you have all the options for everything. I mean, they do have video, but their video stuff's not great. They don't have an app. They don't have like a TV app, you know, where you can watch this show on their on your TV, stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah, he needs to change it up. The news today's combined, Pete, right?
The combine. You said it's your favorite day of the entire year.
It's very important to me. Yeah, the combine numbers, they matter so much.
Well, we were talking about it on the Swolecast the other day, how like now all of the biggest, you know, stars, the best athletes in this class, like aren't even going to test because they're not incentivized to do so. So they'll get measured, they'll do the medical stuff, they'll talk to some of the teams, but they're not going out there running the 40. They're not doing the bench press. Like, and that's what's so fun. It's like, we want to see how superhuman these elite athletes are, compare them to the athletes of yesteryear. And now their agents all smartly advise them not to do any of it.
Right. Yeah. If you're getting guarantees in the first round or whatever, what are you doing? No. I mean, you can get hurt. It's happened. Yeah. Pretty rare. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, now that the players can get paid in college, you know, why mess around?
Yeah. The speaking of messing around, you did post the other day, a couple days ago, about quite the back and forth that you had with another Youth of America here playing Madden. You want to tell us about this as I pull it up?
Mainly fourth. This guy must have been playing on his computer. He was messaging me like instantaneously in game. So I was like, there's no way you could be typing this out on your console.
Wow.
Just some guy just going off. It's hilarious.
I want to read some of this because I just skimmed it when you initially posted it. I wonder how in trouble I am going to get reading this out loud. We just going to run a fade with a Dunze on a bottleneck. Sheesh. Now that's some inside baseball talk right there. Then we're going to glitch through the receiver and get a pick. Sheesh. You're lucky. Don't try me, boy. That's literally supposed to be a corner route. You're terrible. What is this? What he says, just realized what you're doing. Glitchy bum, that's over. What are the glitchy allegations?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that. I think with young people, they have a new term for glitch. So, like, you know how words can have multiple meanings? For us, you know, glitch is like a flaw in the game.
Yeah,
that's still glitch, but it's also like it could be like seen as a good thing. Like, I got a nice glitch for you. Like, I got
okay.
Like he's a glitch, you know. Like Barkley's a glitch at RB, you know, because Barkley's
yeah, like a hack, or cheat code, yeah.
Now he, I think, clearly means I'm like glitching the game, like using, you know, whatever mechanics in the game,
cheating and somehow.
Yeah, glitching's a little different than cheating. I think you're using the game, like what's in the game. Mm-hmm. Cheating's like if you were to use like a red dot in a first person shooter game or something like that, like an actual overlay on your game. That's like straight up cheating.
So he then says, now watch me come back and flood you. Just hike as quick as you can and pray, little bro. What I love about this guy is like he's not tossing around any slurs, mm-mm, any like derot. Like this is like straight up good, clean trash talk right here.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, even his username, Get Mossed, you know?
Get Mossed. Don't try any route concepts. Just hike as fast as you can and pray someone gets open. You're a bum. Laugh my ass off. Random disengage right up the middle. This guy like loves knowing ball. He loves knowing ball. Get lucky again. Should be out of bounds. You think you're cute, but you're glitching the alignment when you motion in. Just a slimy thing to do. What does that mean? What were you actually doing what he's accusing you of right here?
No. That one I was like, I wonder what the hell he's talking about. There are like if the defense is playing man coverage, sometimes you can motion a guy and then like it will change the assignments and then the guy will have to run across the field. But I wasn't intentionally doing that. So, but maybe he meant something else. Who knows?
My receivers can't even run routes because they're dead tired from your glitches. Your glitches have ruined the conditioning of Get
Mossed. It's all glitching. It's all glitches.
So you, after letting him just yell into the void for about 20 minutes, it appears like, maybe longer, you say, I'm doing this to save the youth of America. Can't you see that?
Yeah, I didn't know how to start with this guy. Oh, by the way, this is true. This is true in probably all aspects of life. But like the biggest like complainers of cheating, you know, in like DFS or whatever too, yeah, like are the ones who do it the worst themselves. This guy was a total fucking using every exploit he could possibly do, right from the beginning.
So you tell him you're saving the youth of America. He says, yeah, I'm sure you are. You're a terrible influence on the youth of America. It's all good. Good for you, man. You've literally glitched the game. You have a glitch or exploit for every coverage. And when you don't, you quick snap the hell out of the ball. I mean, I guess I'm jealous. Just jealous. I don't have the time and effort to spend all day searching the internet for how to glitch the whole game. And then he shared a clip. He's like, we're going to the tape. Roll the tape. I mean, how is this fair? You have like broken this guy's brain with what an elite level you play Madden at.
This clip is my defensive tackle just getting a free release right on his quarterback. It's fucking hilarious.
Let's see here. He goes, or this. That's the best overall center in the game. He's assigned to JPP and just lets him go.
Do you know who JPP is, Pete?
Yeah, Jean-Pierre Paul, the guy who blew off his finger.
Yeah.
And then you say, do you think I take pleasure in this? If you do, I assure you, you are mistaken.
I have to throw the bit in there. I was thinking of so much stuff I could talk to this guy, but he was just going off so much.
Dude, Jason Pierre-Paul, sorry. That where we get to here, you obviously know what you're doing, man. I've never seen that before, and I've played quite a bit of Madden, clearly. I've also never seen a corner route ran by a slot receiver with automatic get press for 15 yards and never even run the corner route. That happened twice that game. It was either just a fluke or you found some good stuff. But my bad for all the messages, man. This game puts me on tilt, and I came into the game already on tilt and just lost it. It's not your fault. I got to be better. That's on me. Is this the most rare interaction in video game history? This guy just took ownership for not being good enough.
He did. Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm playing for, Pete, right? to shape and change the youth of America, one game of Madden at a time. And this is a perfect example.
Here I thought you were doing a bit this entire time about saving the youth of America. You literally transformed this guy's mentality. He came into this on tilt and he came out of it wanting to be a better man.
Yes, right. Exactly. I take no pleasure in this, Pete.
I can't believe it. The most polite Madden tilter.
He did. That was probably your cousin, Andrew. Really, not one swear, not one racial or sexual insult, sexual identity insult, not one.
I'll be completely honest, Brian. I saw you post this. I remember it. I bookmarked it. But I was like, I didn't have time to read it. And then on the show, I was like, oh, I'll just start reading it outline. I'm like, God, this guy's going to drop an N-bomb or something. And like, I'm going to get. That was the most wholesome trash talk I've ever seen in my life. Did you respond to him after this message?
No, I didn't. I didn't respond to him. It was he was so sincere. I was like, I'm not gonna troll him anymore. So I just let it go. What I don't understand about these guys, and maybe I should understand it. Is like when I say I do this for the youth of America, they don't immediately go like start laughing, you know, like, okay, this guy's fucking around. They just go like, take me at face value.
I also like he wanted to accuse you of cheating so bad, but he even delicately sidestepped of outright accusing you of cheating. He basically just wanted to say like, you found some good stuff. Like he wanted to concede that you might just be playing at a higher level than him and it's on him to get better.
Do you think I take pleasure in this? Do you think he thought that was an admission by me saying, yeah, I glitched the hell out of the game. I just, you know, I just don't take any pleasure in this. I'm such a cheater. So then he was like, man, if he's going to be honest, I'll be honest.
I think he really read it as if you are this sage old, like Gandalf like figure, just so wise beyond your years, and that he actually came around to you just being really good at the game, and it actually inspired him to want to get better.
And he apologized. How many messages did he send right in the beginning? These games take like 20 minutes, right?
So his first message.
Those are all individual messages right there.
247. So he was writing for 12 minutes, and then there was.
Well, wow. the first, look at the first 5 minutes there. That's one, two. So this pops up. You know how you get like a Discord notification when someone messages you? This pops up on your Xbox. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the first 7 minutes. 7 messages. And then another quick 3 in 4 more minutes. So in the first 12 minutes, he had 12 messages?
Yeah. I think you should have continued this conversation, Brian, because this guy seems like the real deal. Like, this seems like the guy you could actually take under your wing and show him how you do all this glitchy bullshit that gives you an advantage in these games.
I mean, that's usually where I go next. I try to enroll them in the effort to save the youth of America.
The other thing I just love, like, I don't really see any like spelling errors or punctuation issues. Like, I'm just imagining like his version of being so extremely mad is just typing out really well constructed, well thought out
during the game
articulations of his frustrations
during the game. Insane.
It's so good. I would. Man, there's sometimes you see like the super mean aggro troll stuff and you're like, I can just picture what this loser looks like. I really want to know who this human is. Like, I want to know, what do they do for work? How old they are? Where do they live? Do they have a partner? Like, I want to know everything about this person.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't know. He's tough to peg.
Yeah.
Get mossed. I don't know. It's hard. He doesn't swear.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I also, the cutest part about this is he says, I came into this game already on tilt and I just lost it. he had to call you one mean name to qualify as lost it. Like, reading this, I would never say this guy lost it. In fact, I would say he kept it firmly within the realm of acceptable banter between two people playing Madden.
Yeah, this can't be reported. You can't report this to Xbox and get this guy banned. Nothing in here.
Oh, man, it's not your fault. I gotta be better. That's on me.
Yeah.
Incredible, Brian.
You lost. Well done.
The only thing is, it's like, did you really save him? Because he seems like he was already in a really good mental headspace as far as playing this game.
Yeah, maybe he, you know, now he's, you know, looking at himself in the mirror and he's like, maybe I got to get better at other things in life. Maybe I should start a business. You know?
he comes back and the next message he sends to, he's like, yeah, I started a nonprofit. It's a microfinancing company to help give out small loans to people.
8 years from now. Yeah. He sends a message. Hey man, I just wanted to let you know, after this game, this really changed my life.
Oh man, when that's the best thing about a bit, right? When a bit becomes reality, you really did reorient how this man sees the world.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm guessing, if I had to guess, it's a black religious guy. That if I have to guess.
All right, I'll buy. Why do you think he's black, Brian?
Get mossed. That's kind of black. If based on the interactions of people yelling at me, majority black dudes. I could hear them through the speaker. Black dudes love Madden, man. They do. So it's just demographically.
Right. I think he definitely has glasses. I think he wears glasses. I won't cross the racial lines, but I'll say he has a really good relationship with his mother. I think he's really close with his mother, like calls her up at least once a day.
There's a lot of religious black dudes too. Plenty of them.
I think, he definitely goes to church. I'm very.
Should I message him right now and find out?
Yeah. Send him the StreamYard link. Send him the StreamYard link.
Hey, you want to come on my podcast right now? Should I do that?
Will you just write, what was the old AIM thing? ASL, age, sex, location, please, sister, get boss, 27. Man,
I should definitely send him a message. Maybe we should type one up right now.
Yes. All right, Brian, another topic. This one got posted in the Deposit Kingdom Discord. We do have a Lulz channel in there. If you guys aren't in the Deposit Kingdom Discord, this is our number one spot to get your guys' ideas for the show. This got posted in there, I want to say, a couple of times. Ship It Nation sponsoring with Saber Sim here. And didn't Run Pure Sports sponsored with Saber Sim as well, right?
They sure did.
That's what's surprising to me, because now are we headed toward a territory where we're going to ask our guests, are you on Team Ship It Nation? Are you on Team Run Pure Sports? And like, they're not even going to know what the difference is between the two companies.
A merger, perhaps, Pete?
Wow. Dude, how many live concurrents would a YouTube stream get that was Big T and why am I blanking?
Hoop.
And Hoop. Big T and Hoop. They settle all of their differences and announce a Run Pure Sports, Ship It Nation merger. You think that people would tune in for that?
There'd be a ton for that, but even more for the eventual Fallout stream. Once again, where they
forgot to get lawyers again.
Where they forget to get lawyers again, and then they have to block Hoop's account. You know the routine.
Wow. Yeah, so there you go. You now get a Saber Sim subscription. I mean, Saber Sim, they're really taking over here.
Is Run Pure still with Saber Sim?
That's a good question.
Yeah, let's take a gander.
I'd like to think I have my finger on the pulse of the DFS community, but
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do we got? If we think about the current Sim ecosystem. We got in-game syndicate with Run the Sims. We have ETR with the Solver. We have Stochastic with. Do they have a name for their sim product?
No, I think it's just Stochastic Sims.
Come up with a name, guys. Have some fun. Live a little. And then we have Ship It Nation and Run Pure Sports with Saber Sim. Are there any other? Are those all the big ones? Am I forgetting any ones?
I don't think so. I think that's everybody.
Yeah. Could you have envisioned this landscape? To what was it when we started talking about this 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Every site has some form of sim product or partnership.
Yeah. Somehow we'll feel partially responsible for this.
Well, we're actually getting sim residuals and royalties on all of these partnerships. We're filthy rich because
we should. Anyone who makes a dupe calculator product or something, they owe Lulz 2%.
Yeah. Maybe we should, that should be our next bit, Brian. We get really litigious. Anyone who says that they're trying to save the youth of America, you know, you have to pay some royalties on that.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Let's see. And then someone posted, they did a little comparison across the industry, but they weren't quite willing to call them out specifically. It's hypothetically company A, company B, company C, company D, and how much they charge for all access plus optimizer monthly price.
So all access. So this is just an optimizer?
This is now I'm confused because the announcement leads with Saber Sim But all of these comparisons are just
optimizers.
I know some SaberSim people watch the show. Are either of you guys, are any of you guys in the chat? Can you let us know? Is this supposed to be Sim, or is it only the optimizer that's licensed?
Yeah, because if it's just the optimizer, it's like 2017 called.
Because I want to see this graphic, but for all the Sim products. I want to see those all displayed.
Those prices look right for the Sim products.
Okay.
So, like, I know SaberSim's like $300 a month for all the sports. Stochastic's weird because, like, if you use their avatar, you get like a huge discount.
Oh, I forgot Roto-Grinders. I forgot Roto-Grinders when we were going through the...
Yeah, they have a Sim product now, yeah.
Sim Labs, yeah.
Did your ankle, Roto-Grinders ankle bracelet buzz go off?
Yeah. Yep. I did a show. You know what? This was... So I did DFS After Dark with Blender on Friday. I hadn't done a show with him in a while. I could have sworn, Brian, that we had Blender on Lulz, and he said we had not had him on Lulz. That seemed crazy to me. I felt like he would have been a guest we had on at some point. I feel like that's an oversight on my part.
Yeah, I guess so. We never had him on any like MMA ones or whatever where we'd have a bunch of people on, I guess.
It was hard to make room for him, and we had Chris Randone that we had to get to.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry, Blender. If Randone wants the stage, you just got to give it to him.
Yeah, so we got to get Blender on an episode of Lulz here one of these days.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's got that new show too.
Yeah. He just like dusted off his old podcast feed and now is kind of dropping.
Yeah. Same old feed, but it's different top. Like, I think he does poker too as well as sports betting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing some, I saw the first one, or maybe it was the second, but he's starting to do some then taking clips from kind of his longer streams and turning them into shorter videos. Like, he did one on like looking at some of the scammer tout people and kind of going through some of like their marketing language and stuff. It was an entertaining video.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's plenty out there. Did he do Taylor?
I don't know if he's gotten to Taylor yet. Let's see what Taylor's up to these days. I think someone said she's trying to start a fantasy baseball league. Maybe was the last I saw.
Okay.
Here. All right. Here it is. Here you go, Brian. I got to share the screen. My bad. Okay. Thinking of running a fantasy baseball league this year, buy in $100, want to gauge interest. Want to gauge some interested? Let me know let me know in the comments if you would be in. She got 175 replies to join a $100 baseball league with Taylor Mathis. Apparently, there's a market for that, Brian.
Why would she? She just wants to be in a league with the random pervs who follow her.
It's also just like she knows. Okay, so normally in a fantasy baseball league, it's going to be 12 people, 11 others, and herself. Maybe if we're feeling extra spicy, it's like some 16-team league or something.
Uh-huh.
She knows she's going to get more than 16 people responding to this tweet. How does she – how did, in God's name, does she plan to sift through these resumes to decide who is going to be in her $100 baseball league with her, Brian? How?
It gets not you ask for like applications, Pete, for something for you. It could take you days just to go through a couple of them.
I should do the exact same tweet and see how much interest I get. Do 175 of these fellas want to play fantasy baseball with old Pete?
you'd probably get it filled, but it would definitely be.
I think I could fill a league of 12, but yes.
I mean, I am scared for the youth of America. I don't get it. Do they think like, oh, you know, if I play in her baseball league, maybe there's a chance I can bang her. Is that what's going on?
You like, what's the logic here? You think the UPS guy is in the replies here?
What's the UPS guy?
Remember the guy who came to her door that she said was one of the good ones?
Yeah, that scenario that never happened.
Oh, you're a Taylor Mathis content truther? Does that ever happen?
There's no way that either that or like how does she not ask the guy, you know, why do you have my name on the box? Why you ask me if my name's Taylor?
Do you think she could have anticipated getting comments like she did from DentWad75 that says, as long as we get more jiggly miggly, the giggly walking bets eat up Buttercup?
What a fucking loser.
But yeah, she got all kinds.
Unless he's doing that as a bit, like that's part of his bit somehow.
I like Jay Rich. Jay Rich is like, I'm interested, but I would like to know the rules, etc. Jay Rich is the only one that actually wants to know about the logistics of joining this league.
I'm really interested. It's just I'm hesitant. Okay, let me tell you why.
Someone's in there. Taylor, have you already written the bylaws for the league? If so, may I please review them?
Oh, I've been in leagues and been burned before, Taylor. I want to join your league. Just need to know more.
How about Nolan Davis here? He says, I'm in 100%, just the nudge I need to get me all the way back. Let's go. So this guy has been walking around in his life just on the edge of, do I get in another fantasy league or do I not? There, well, it's a lot of work, but it could be fun. And then he sees this Taylor tweet, Brian, and goes, this was just what I was hoping for. A sign from God that I should start playing fantasy baseball again.
This is what did it. They should start like making a list of the people who respond like this.
Wait,
you know, I'm usually not down for lists, but
these comments are killing me, Brad. The Mighty goes, $100 buy-in. Would there be a set money prize for the winner, or would it depend on how many people enter show's interest? Because I'm interested. This guy's wondering, is this a guaranteed prize pool, or is the prize going to fluctuate here? I like what he's getting at.
100%. Yes, I'm in. Count me in. I'm interested, you know, not for sure.
This is a good pickup line. Pretty sure you're out of my league.
Oh, my God.
Look, that guy's got some riz right there. Ballpark
this
fantasy.
There's more than one, like.
Hella riz.
Look at that. That's amazing.
This guy. Oh, look at Ohtani Betts here. Reserve 4 spots for the Pickens boys. This guy's trying to get his whole crew up in this league. I'm sorry, sir. It's min 1 per reservation here.
Only 12 people are getting in. Don't get greedy.
Yeah.
Someone's going to end up like Taylor Coyne.
You get rugged. This is Taylor's next big scam, running off with $1,100 in fantasy baseball commissioner fees. Joe Fugate here, roto or head to head? That's a fair question.
Important questions.
Yeah. This guy hitting her with the Simpsons gif. All right. Rodney Dangerfield being a creep.
Okay. So this is all fake as well, right? She's not doing this league.
I like this guy, Jordan, coming in hot, as long as it's head-to-head categories. Fuck that points nonsense that some leagues play. This guy is not a fan of the original scoring setting that fantasy sports were founded upon.
Yeah, no.
With rotisserie scoring.
Fuck that, Taylor.
Some of these comments are funny. Some of them are not.
Go up one. Want to be in mine? It's ringing. I need more people. Joe's like, I don't have the time to join yours, Taylor, but we actually have an extra spot in mine.
All right. So there you go. We'll keep you guys posted on any developments with Taylor's fantasy baseball league.
Here. Let's check in on Jay Blaz.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to?
Is it Jay Blaz or C Blaz? C Blaz?
Well, there's like four of them all taking opposite sides of a bet.
There he is.
C Blaz.
Oh, he got denied.
All right, here we go. Recent post from early this morning, late night last night. I want all people to be the best version of themselves. Life can be difficult, but there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. If I can help you in any way, parentheses, not monetarily, please let me know. I'm sick of the selfish American culture. I want to help others succeed.
Mm.
Did this guy play a game of Madden against you? Because he sounds like he's been saved by one Mr. Brown.
I wish. I would love to play him.
Man.
And then Jake right off the bat talking about his wife.
Just put out winners daily and that'll be good enough for me. Just being honest right there.
Wow.
What's the, have you seen these Twitter spaces continue to blow up with this guy Elf?
I've seen a couple of them. I haven't been paying attention the last week or so. What happened?
Honestly, I'm not sure here. This guy Sean Perry was on there.
Okay. We talked about him.
Yeah.
He's very Vegas Davey. I think he's won some like WSOP or World Series of Poker bracelet or something like that.
We talked about him because he made it deep into the Circa contest, right? And everyone wanted to chop like the 13 remaining. And he refused to chop because he said he was the greatest sports bettor of all time, I believe was how he got introduced to the sports betting world.
That sounds right. Is he going to play Berkey? That'll be fun.
Oh my God, dude. This is how you know it's good content. Is this him taking a lie detector test?
That's actually good content.
That is really good content. I want to see what this is about. Tell me if you can. Can you hear this?
Play a polygraph test.
Yeah.
Because I was accused of the most heinous, hurtful, false claim on the internet by none other than Mickey Mace, the biggest bullshitter. And we just conducted the test. Can you please share the results? And
yeah, I'll tell you what the results are. Well, my name is James Hanna, and I am a licensed polygraph examiner in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've been administering these tests now for 19 years. I own Las Vegas Polygraph and Investigations. So I was invited here to examine Mr. Perry concerning whether he has raped or had sexually assaulted or any inappropriate sexual contact with a female here recently that he's been accused of, or even ever at all. So of the questions I asked was, did you touch someone in a sexual manner against their will? And there are no reactions on here showing that he was deceptive. And here on my screen, you can actually see how his blood pressure drops, and there's nothing in his skin conductance or anything else on the screen that shows he's anything other than a little more than upset than anything else. Some of the other questions we asked were whether he's ever raped anybody and whether he has forced anybody to perform a sex act on him. And Mr. Perry has not done that.
Yet again, another false claim by none other than Mickey Mace.
Okay.
that was not what I thought he was going to be absolving himself of when I clicked that video.
Then that spaces was him confronting that guy, apparently, right?
Yeah.
If you go up to the top one, it looked like that's who that was.
Let's see here.
Oh, wait, I thought I saw it there somewhere.
Can you post the 2K live that you bet? I want to see it.
No, I didn't bet 2K.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much I put on it.
You were the one that said how much you put on
it. I never even said 2K. Did I say 2K? Yeah.
You said I just bet 2K live on TFO.
No, I didn't say. I just. We can watch this back.
Yeah, you said I'm bet 105, and I'm looking. The limits are to win 500 on this match. Zero reason to not post this bet slip at bet 105. They do not limit. You are literally sponsored by them, actually.
Yeah, I'm DMing you.
No, post it. Just post it.
I'm not posting anything.
All right, DM it to me. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm never coming back.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
So this
I'm up 40K this month betting tennis.
So this is a different guy, MPB. I can't keep track of that. So basically this guy, he's basically provided an arena for people within the sports betting community who have beefs with each other to just come on the air and essentially yell at each other is kind of the gist that I'm getting of these of these episodes.
Yeah, he's a genius, basically.
Well, you know what, Brian? He is, because we started this show talking about how there's no growth on Twitter. You can't send people to your YouTube videos, to your websites. This guy is just doing it all on the house that Elon built and building up a massive following and a lot of viewers and listeners because he's not leaving the site.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah. And then other people can clip post your stuff like we're doing, basically.
Yeah.
That Nadu guy was the one who accused Spanky of ratting on people.
Yeah. Let's see here. A thread of every single spaces? Holy cow, buddy. Yeah, so we had Sean Perry on. You know how I knew he was blowing up? I listened to the Bet the Process pod with Rufus, Jeff Ma, and they in Rufus. Rufus was referencing this, and he's like, maybe we got to get that guy Elf on the show. So, I mean, this guy got on the Bet the Process, who I would consider like a spiritual sibling to this show, in a way, some of the topics and stuff they talk about. But Elf got on their radar well before we did.
I think we've been mentioned on there, actually.
Have we? What topic was it?
I can't remember. Maybe not. I swear I remember him saying like he went on a podcast or something when he did our show. I can't remember. Is what Spag says true here? Does he have a link to payday loans for bets?
Is this Sean Perry or this guy?
I don't know who he means. Edge Boost. Is it Sean Perry, Spags, or Elf?
Sean Perry. This is such a baller move.
Oh yeah.
Anyone on Twitter. That's how you know.
Yeah. That ratio is directly proportional to the size of your ego.
This is also an incredible way to start a post. Is this with like 42 grasshopper emojis, crickets, and then just goes off without any spacing? I would really like Get Mossed to kind of take Sean Perry to school, because it would be a lot easier to read.
Oh, so he's saying Elf has it.
Oh, okay. So this is Sean Perry. He's sick of this Mickey Mace character. The only thing this idiot has to respond to about all my claims about him being a massive degenerate gambling losing clown who lies to either or not stop, not banned from casinos for playing Baccarat because of the loser and you can't win at Baccarat, but because he spreads bullshit lies about casinos cheating, except for his casino that he supposedly has no piece of at all, but lives in their content house. Have you ever heard of this Mickey Mace character?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
I have not. I like this content house idea, though.
this is the long, you know, that's a David Kitchen, I think, claimed to have the DFS content house idea back in the day.
Yeah, that would work. Looks like he's had a rough life.
All right, let's see this. Mickey reveals the truth about underground. There were a bunch of games.
You're playing these underground gambling spots. Any worry about getting robbed or cheated or anything else like that? Because completely unregulated.
There were a bunch of games that got knocked over. But the thing with most of these games is there are lines of credit to try to avoid that. There's two reasons they avoid that. One, if there's no cash, it's not a crime. And two, if there's no cash, there's nothing to rob. So mostly that's what it was. And to be honest, all of us basically were strapped anyway. It's not really that type of environment. It's like a neutral gang territory. Like there's no grime. There's no crime. There's no thuggery about it.
You're playing these underground.
I like how that short was produced in the style of like that old ESPN poker show Tilt. You remember?
Oh,
that,
God. Like,
that dramatized
version that had like 8 episodes and then was canceled.
Yeah.
Oh man, I remember that came out. I was like, oh great, a poker show, and it was so bad.
Did this guy have his like account deleted because it seems like he has more of a following than this, but he's like posting shorts that only get 4 likes on here.
Maybe it's a second account or something.
Dude, this is
because Mickey Mays with 1 underscore what must have been taken.
Oh my god.
I got a question for you. It's because he just mentioned his logic of if it's cash, it's not a crime or whatever. I'm like, I'm pretty sure people use cash for crimes all the time, pal. But and they still go to jail. But the fixing story, right? The basketball ring. Why are some of them even crimes at all? Like, let's say you convinced Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to throw a game, and then you bet on your account with your money, no shenanigans, financial, you know, moving. Why is that? Why would that be a punishable crime for you?
Because they're implicating me as part of this gambling ring.
Yeah, but like, who cares? Like, why is that illegal? Like. My guess is it's not actually, and I think they get these guys on like financial fraud or something. They get them on other things. Mm. But like, if you convince somebody for some reason or whatever, if you're like, they're gonna like, yeah, I'm gonna play bad today. Bet all my like, it's just a basketball game. Who gives a shit? It's not like the stock market or something. Like, no, if the Eagles lose or the Sixers lose, who cares? In fact, it's nothing.
Well,
it's just some stupid fandom.
Can't you argue that there's just as much money on, say, that Eagles game as there are on a lot of, I don't know, financial markets that would be subjected to insider trading type rules? The amount of money swinging?
I guess, yeah, if you count sports betting, but it was illegal before sports books, online sports books anyways, were legal.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was – someone posted this article – kind of a good segue. Inside the gambling ring allegedly linked 2-point shaving across pro and college basketball. Federal and NCAA authorities are investigating potential links between the gambling ring that ensnared former NBA player Jonte Porter and wagering on at least 9 college games across last season and this season here. I mean, man, this seems like so much work for so little upside and so much downside. And I haven't even read the whole article yet.
Yeah. And I don't think, Davis, I don't think there's any insider trading charges happening. And even so, you can construct like an analogy where they're, you know, like, let's say it's an offshore sports book. There's no sports betting allowed in America. And then you convince somebody to, it's just a stupid sporting event. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, should like the Washington Generals, you know, be held liable? Like, oh, I don't know if this is all in the up and up.
It says the scheme that ensnared Porter was fairly simple. He amassed significant gambling debts and he repaid them by sabotaging his own performance. Porter's salary at the time was around $400,000. I wonder what number of how much in debts would you have to risk?
Well, that's a link. Click it really quick. Let's see.
Let me switch to showing my window so I can go.
I think it's a significant amount of money, but it's probably more a matter of who you owe the money to. And like, if you owe $400,000 Davis, nothing's going to happen to you. But if you owe $400,000, you know, to the Gambino family, you might want to be taking a dive.
I don't know. I've seen some of these characters that Davis is out skateboarding with in the back of the video. They're showing up at my doorstep. Okay. It says his bets totaled millions of dollars and stopped a few weeks before he signed with the Raptors. I don't know.
That's betting $1 million is not that hard.
True.
what was his return?
Yeah. It's not showing the amount of debt he was actually in here.
Well, how much is that? Let's say he's losing.
Well, they said he placed over 1,000 bets with FanDuel between 2021 and 2023.
Okay, but then he doesn't owe anybody.
Right. That's why I don't know where these gambling debts came from. Man. Isn't this too like, I wonder how much is his brother Michael Porter knew about this. Because, you know, I assume he cares about his brother. I think he probably also has a pretty vested interest in, you know, his name and his reputation, which will to some extent be tied with his brother's. Like, you got to think in some way, like, he's hurting his future, like, marketing deals and endorsements type deal of having like the stench of your brother who shares your name being in one of the biggest
betting
scandals.
Yeah. Not a lot of long-term thinking here.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering, like, do you think he maybe like called up, was like, hey, Michael, I'm kind of up a creek and I know you're making way more money than I am. Maybe you could float me a loan before I start rigging fucking games to pay this back. Like, you don't think that conversation could have happened?
You'd think so, but like, somebody who's dealing like this is probably not making the best decisions in their life.
Yeah.
Which probably, he probably wasn't going to be that good then either. If this is kind of his behavior, they're listing. Yeah.
They're talking about this other guy, this tout.
Yeah. This is who I'm talking about.
This SugarShaneWins.com guy. Tells Sports Illustrated, Hennon regular place large wagers there. We definitely know Shane.
So this guy had someone taking a dive for him, and he was posting the evidence on social media.
I guess.
There's a whole bunch of geniuses involved in this syndicate they got here.
Yes. Hennon had 5 co-conspirators just for the Porter scheme. I assume to get a bunch of money down across multiple spots to capitalize on this.
Anthony makes a point that you can't enter insider trade if it isn't a security. Like, even if that's true, I'm not even talking about whether sports betting industry is like a security that you could have insider trading on, legally speaking, or something. I'm just talking more about like the general idea of betting on insider info in sports. Like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't see how that should be illegal. So, I mean, maybe you can convince me otherwise. But like, now, like, I think what they're doing is a lot of is getting these guys with like some sort of that, like the Federal Wire Act. There you go. Yeah, like some financial transaction bullshit, as I think where they get them. I think they just don't like it. People just don't like it messing with the sports leagues.
Yeah.
But like, if your daughter was playing in a league and you're like, hey, honey, take a dive in the fourth because I got a bet here with with the old man Thompson, you know, and she takes a dive. I'm pretty sure that's not a crime. I mean, it's horrible behavior, Pete. It's like $100 is $100, you know?
It's just so dumb. It's just so dumb. Like, even the amount of variables you have to control, like to get this scheme to work accurately, it's like you're identifying one prop line. I guess you're trying to single game parlay it. It's more like the Terry Rozier thing, right? Where you kind of just like fake an injury and come out of the game early. Mm. And you're just not clearing. You go in just enough to trigger that the bets are void or not void or whatever, or legal. And then you take the dive so everyone can smash the unders. Just some wild shit.
I mean, it's pretty smart, I guess, from that group. He was kind of in the only available demographic really to get like 400,000 on a 2-way contract, someone who might be out of the league. You could probably get them.
He's the only, like, yeah, to your point, like the only strata of like NBA salary or player that you would possibly be able to convince that it was worth their time.
And how are they getting this much down on props without like a professional syndicate operation?
Well, that's what it sounded like. They had five guys. Maybe there were sub syndicates underneath it where it's like, mm-hmm. then you get you're controlling a network underneath you.
Because if it's just five of you, I mean, no. Unless you have a completely uncapped account for being a donkey, you're not getting, you know, what are you getting down? You know, not much. Not to pay him.
Man, it's wild. Wild, wild, wild. All right, Brian, housekeeping. No lulls next week. I'm traveling. So we'll be taking a week off. We'll be back the week after that. Anything else on your end? People go check out the in-game syndicate library of videos if they're looking for a lulls adjacent content.
Yep. Draft Caddy update should be in soon.
Oh, yeah.
With combo data for the whatever they're calling the tournament right now before BBM. And run the Sims. Hopefully we'll have something soon in a month. We'll let you know.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good. There you go. There's Davis volunteering to do fake lulls with you next week.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, you guys can tune into that. I'm going to do ship chasing here at 3. I'll be doing best ball breakfast on Monday. My flight is Monday, later afternoon. So I'll do that show and then be off, for the week. We'll probably do a show from San Diego, from the NBA Dog Bowl. So I'll probably have off and on the clock, maybe on Friday, but other than that, going to be, a little spotty, as far as that. And if you are interested in the premium audio feed instead of the YouTube membership option for my shows, I'll drop a link to that in the show notes as
well. So if you didn't see the last few episodes, we had Yudon, Nerdy on, Adam on, Brookus, Holka. So check those out if you haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, all of those like evergreen conversations. I think you can get a lot out of them. Got lots of good feedback on the Yuda show. People love seeing him come out of his shell more and more each year. Were a couple of the comments there. All right, guys, you can come check us on Ship Chasing here in less than 30 minutes. Otherwise, I'll see you guys all in the message boards for Taylor Mathis's new fantasy baseball league. Until next time, this is Lowell.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.